8:30 to 8 on Monday night's Arena. Compass by Matthias Enard is one of the 10 books shortlisted for this year's International Dublin Literary Award. Central character is an Austrian musicologist, I beg your pardon, whose academic career has focused on connections between Eastern and Western music and his unrequited love for fellow academic Sarah. Compass won the Prix Goncourt and was long listed for the Man Booker International Prize. Might be a contender, or might it be a contender for the International Dublin Literary Award when the winner is announced on Wednesday. Dara Downs has been reading it and he joins us now. I won't ask you to answer that question until the end, Dara. So tell us, first of all, about this central character, Franz Ritter, Austrian academic.
Austrian, he's there's a French side as well on the mother's side, but he's an academic, he's a musicologist, and his big topic for years has been the relationship between Western and Eastern music, and particularly the ways in which Eastern music has enriched Western music. He hasn't been a terribly successful academic. Mm. And you mentioned Sarah, another Eastern studies person whom he's in love, but he's quite envious of her success. And that's quite a running theme through the novel. But we meet him, this whole novel, it's a night spent in his Viennese apartment.
And the action takes place over the course of a single night.
Yeah,
he's not doing a lot of sleeping.
He flits in and out of sleep a little bit and has those kind of dream sequences. But by and large, it's him. He's just been diagnosed with some very serious but unnamed illness. And he's kind of meditating on his past, on his experiences, his mistakes, and above all, on this field of so-called Orientalism. Yeah.
Because I was thinking, a guy who's not the most successful academic in the world, who's just been given a bad diagnosis and isn't sleeping, mightn't be the best person in the world to spend a whole night with, never mind 440 pages of the book. So Matthias Enard has to find something else to keep us engaged, I would have thought.
Yeah, and what it is that this poor devil, Franz Ritter, he spends most of the time trying to escape from himself by continuing with this obsession. You know, we get, you know, the time I was in Tehran, and then he starts talking about various writers, he talks about composers, all of this kind of thing. There's a real existential angst going through the whole thing. It's written in the first person. But Enard does it brilliantly. I mean, I found it a thoroughly engrossing read, because it's not just the kind of introspective drama of this one person, Franz Ritter. It's an entire wide canvas of topics that we get within the novel.
It sounds, from the way you're describing it, a touch of, I don't really remember, Sophie's World back in the day, where we had that kind of exposition of different philosophers and philosophies via this young girl. I'm wondering to what extent is Enard doing something similar here. He's opening up great works of Western art to us, but he's just using the story of Franz as a kind of a hanger to put it all on.
Yeah, and I remember about halfway through, you know that line about Stephen Fry, he's a stupid person's idea of a clever person. I had a slight worry, is this a stupid person's idea of a great literary novel? But I don't think it's fair to him. He goes into a bit of Wikipedia text in the sense that, you know, he'll mention a name, Josef von Hammer-Purgstall, for example, and he'll give us a kind of a potted summary of
a paragraph to summarise a major work of art.
Kind of thing, and the biography of it. And one of the things that does, I think, damage the novel there is that the narrative voice could have gone to darker and maybe weirder places if he hadn't had to stay on topic and give us fact. But I think he gets away with it. I mean, I felt grateful. This isn't my specialism. I would have been lost for a lot of this novel if I hadn't had these prompts. So I think he's working hard, Einar, is working hard so that his reader doesn't have to. And, I think that's probably
fair
creditable.
Enough. And to what extent is he really looking at that debate of, first of all, on a cultural level, the idea of Orientalism and the other?
That's the whole theme. It's finding the self in the other. The argument isn't just that these are interesting things going on over there, but that actually the very identity and the evolution of Western art cannot be explained without bringing in Eastern art. I mean, if we think of this in pop culture terms, this isn't in the book, but, you know, if the Beatles start bringing Indian sounds into their music because it's answering a musicological need. We're talking about that when it comes to Beethoven, Liszt, and other great composers. So I think he's trying to challenge Edward Said's Orientalism thesis, which is basically that we can't really talk about these kinds of connections, cross currents, without talking about cultural appropriation and cultural imperialism. I think what Einar is trying to say here, and Sarah is particularly his spokesperson on this, is that yes, there was that, and that's a huge thing, but simply slapping the label cultural imperialism over on every encounter between West and East is to actually be tone deaf to some of the wonders, the artistic and cultural wonders that came out of that.
And to what extent, too, are we talking about, the fact that Fritz himself is kind of in this search for himself via love, Franz Ritter, via love for the Sarah or the Sarah character.
That is another example of finding the self in the other. The themes are layered. It's like an old Thomas Mann novel, Dr. Faustus or Robert Musil, where these great themes of love, sexuality, the other, opium smoking comes in. It's all about trying to escape the self, how it's not just intellectual curiosity, it's actually a deep need to confront the other in oneself. And I suppose in a sense for Franz Ritter, it's both as a scholar and as a human being. He just looks back in his life and he just sees ruins.
Briefly, I believe academia doesn't come out of this too well, a world with which you may well be familiar. Is this a fair representation of academia?
Do you know what? It actually made me nostalgic for a kind of academia where you're so passionate about your subject that you go and, like this guy, Matthias Einar himself, he's been an academic. He spent years living in Tehran and Istanbul. He went to the places he was studying. So that's a lot of this, of what's going on here. But it's also showing the damage done by people who just lose themselves in their fields. I mean, some of the other scholars, they just go crazy.
Yeah.
Because they don't find themselves in the other, they just disappear.
Into their subject.
Into the other. So there's a kind of a cautionary, I think.
Cautionary tale within all of that. Do you think this is a contender?
I hope so. I think this is an absolute standout from the list. I think this is really, really, really strong, and I think it's got big ideas, and it kind of opens the door a bit in terms of letting.
And rather unusually, it is the only one of the 10 books in translation. That's unusual for this list in particular.
Unusual, and I think very disappointing, and an international. I mean, it's a wonderful prize, but I think, you know, the dominance of Anglophone titles is a worry. That said, there are some really strong ones there. I liked Emily Fridlund's History of Wolves a lot, and Emily Ruskovich's Idaho is great, and I wouldn't like to write off Bernard McLaverty's Midwinter Break. That's a quietly powerful little book.
All right, so you have a few names there that you think might be potential winners. We'll be talking about another of the... we've reviewed 9 of them, in fact, at this list, at this stage. The 10th will be reviewed tomorrow evening, A Boy in Winter by Rachel Seifert. And you've just told me the thought you had on a likely winner. So Matthias Ennard, maybe...
Maybe. And I think the game of literature would win if it did win.
All right. Well, we will hear all on Wednesday when the winner of the International Literature Festival, or the International Dublin Literary Award, is announced. Compass by Matthias Ennard is published by New Directions. That's our lot.